With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. Book a cabin with leaf views or a home with a fire pit for nights with friends. With stays under $250 a night, find a home for your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let me tell you, we're diving into something juicy today, our relationship with money. Ever feel like your finances are running the show instead of the other way around? You know that feeling when a bill arrives and it's like suddenly you're in a reality TV show where drama is the currency. Yeah, I've been there. But here's the thing. We can totally transform this relationship. It's not about becoming rich overnight, though, wouldn't that be nice? It's about finding freedom and peace of mind around money. So let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build a healthier, more stoic relationship with your cash. First up, money is a tool, not a goal. Think about it like as a hammer isn't the end result, right? It's a means to build something amazing. Money can be used to create experiences, security, opportunities, and even contribute to causes we believe in. It's about finding purpose and aligning your financial decisions with your values. Number 2, practice gratitude for what you have. This one's super important. It's easy to get caught up in the I want more mentality, but appreciating what you already have shifts your perspective. Take a moment today to acknowledge all the things money has brought into your life. Maybe it's your cozy apartment, that trip you took last year, or even just the ability to buy a delicious cup of coffee. Thirdly, live below your means. This is like the golden rule of Stoic finance. Spend less than you earn. It sounds simple, but it's powerful. It gives you financial breathing room, reduces stress, and allows you to save for things that truly matter to you. Remember, true wealth isn't measured by how much you have, but by what you choose to do with it. Next up, don't fear failure. Making money mistakes is inevitable. It happens to the best of us. What matters is learning from them and moving forward. Don't let a setback derail your entire financial plan. Think of it like this: every experience, even a failed investment, is a valuable lesson that helps you grow and make smarter decisions in the future. And lastly, find joy in simple things. Remember, happiness isn't found in material possessions alone. Take time to appreciate the little things: a good conversation with a friend, a beautiful sunset, or even just a quiet moment of peace. Cultivating contentment can shift your entire perspective on money and help you live a more fulfilling life. All right, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine Sarah. She's ambitious, hardworking, but constantly stressed about money. She spends way more than she earns, chasing the latest trends and comparing herself to others on social media. She's always looking for the next get-rich-quick scheme, and it leaves her feeling exhausted and burnt out. But then Sarah takes a step back and starts practicing gratitude. She realizes that her cozy apartment, her supportive friends, and her ability to pursue her passions are true blessings. She starts living below her means, making conscious spending choices align with her values. And guess what? She feels lighter, more in control, and happier than ever before. Sarah's story shows us that transforming your relationship with money isn't about deprivation or living a minimalist life. It's about finding balance, cultivating contentment, and using your resources to create a life that is truly fulfilling. So remember these key takeaways. Money is a tool, not a goal. Practice gratitude for what you have. Live below your means. Don't fear failure. And find joy in simple things. It's time to take charge of your finances and build a life of true wealth, one that goes beyond dollars and cents. Now I want to hear from you. Share your thoughts on this episode, any tips that have worked for you, or even just a favorite money-saving hack. Let's continue the conversation on social media. I can't wait to connect with you all. And remember, until next time, keep building that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.